Hello and welcome to another edition of Insights for Manufacturing. I'm delighted to welcome my guest today, Richard Little, who is the PPMA Show Director at Automate UK. Welcome to the show, Richard.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Jeff. Nice to be here.
You're very welcome. Now, we're going to be talking about something that's really exciting for me because in a little over 2 weeks' time, I'll be attending my third PPMA show. The last two have been fantastic. Yeah, can't wait to see what's in store this year. So just to explain to anybody that hasn't been to PPMA or doesn't know yourself, Richard, you're the show director, but you're also managing director at Genton International. Is that right?
That's right, yes.
Okay. So what is the PPMA show? And in your opinion, what would be or what should be the number one reason for people to come along if they haven't seen it before?
Okay. Well, the PPMA show has been branded many things over the years, but it's the number one production line event, really, yeah, that we have in the UK. It takes up the whole of Hall 5 at the NEC.
Yep.
And there are over 300 companies in there, basically exhibiting machinery and equipment for production lines. About 50% in food and the rest of it in pharmaceuticals, medical, general packaging, and so on. So the whole range of different sorts of equipment, all sorts of different packaging systems and monitoring systems and inkjet printing and check weighing and all sorts of stuff.
So lots of different technologies. I mean, from my experience at the show, I'm always a little bit, I think bewildered is probably the right sort of word, certainly sort of awestruck in terms of some of the technology is just fantastic. You know, we've had robotics and automation for a number of years now, but when you go along to a show like PPMA and you can see a lot of the equipment there working and demonstrating a lot of the different applications that this kit can be used for, it's just really, it's eye-opening and I guess a really good source for buyers, I suppose, within those sectors that your exhibitors will be supporting.
Well, the guys, the people who come and visit the show, typically they have issues. They've got production issues. They have tasks to make their production more efficient. They've developed a new product and they want to know how to package it. The product they've developed is selling really well and they want to package more of it.
Yeah.
The machine that they've loved for years has worn out and they want another one. And of course, there are all sorts of other demands on people's time. For example, the quest for sustainability, different sorts of materials are more difficult to seal and handle than used to be. And so people are looking at, there's always something going on in the packaging world. Yeah. I mean, we will say it's the biggest industry you've never heard of. Everything you buy is packaged. Yeah. Everything you buy is packaged. And so there's a vast selection of things to be done. And there's a load of companies there, many thousands of years of experience in the hall of people who know how to package things and have got full of ideas. It's a disproportionate number of SMEs,
yeah,
companies who are sort of engineer led, because there are so many different applications and projects to be done.
Super. So aside from the technology itself, the machines and the equipment, there's going to be people on the stands with that sort of technical knowledge and know-how to be able to offer some advice and potential solutions to, you know, prospective customers or people that are sort of investigating this technology.
Well, the number one, I've always been very crusading for shows. I love shows.
Yeah.
I mean, this happens to be my 35th PPMA show.
Wow.
And I sincerely hope it's not the last, or my last rather. It is what people come to meet people, and people come to see things they don't know about.
Yeah.
So for example, you know, you can, if you know what you want, then it's relatively easy to go onto Google and find it, or find someone who can supply it and so on. If you're not quite sure what you want, or you're not quite sure how to do something, it's the most fantastic place to come and find out, because
yeah,
the room is absolutely full of people who almost certainly would have done it before, or done something like it before,
yeah,
or have got so much experience that they will look at what you're trying to do and come up with ideas. And by the end of it, there may be several proposals that you'll get for doing similar but different, or you go on a stand and say, I want a machine to do this. And the people on the stand will say, really? What you really want, sir, is one of these. And quite often they may be right, because they will have faced the problems before.
Yeah.
So it's a cracking way to meet people and to absolutely sort of directly connect with experience and ideas, which is really difficult to do on the internet.
Absolutely. So, I mean, you've hit the nail on the head really there. It's, you know, it's very people orientated, and, you know, we could all sort of treat an exhibition a bit like a shop window where we're just going around looking at things, but it's that personal interaction, isn't it? You can pick up lots of snippets of information and help and advice from, as you say, people that have been there and done it and been asked thousands of other questions from people at other exhibitions or similar sort of events.
I mean, you can go around the show and just see what's around. You can catch up on the latest types of the latest versions of the sort of machines you like. You can learn, because there are also, but by looking at stuff and talking at people, you can find out how things are done. Not everyone who walks in really knows what they are, really knows the whole deal. So it's a fantastic way, if someone's new to the industry, of finding what's going on. And of course, from my point of view as an exhibitor, it's also a fabulous networking opportunity, because you know, the first three quarters of the day, we talk to people who are coming in and with their issues and their projects and so on. And when it gets a little bit quieter at the end of the day, guess what? We go around and talk to the other exhibitors and see what they're up to, and see if between us we can solve problems that people have presented during the day.
Yeah. Can't be a bit of collaboration, I always say. Absolutely. That's fantastic. So what is new at PPMA show this year?
Well, the thing is that the PPMA, the basic formula isn't changed on the basis that if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
But what we do, what we're always very aware of is, you know, the Germans and other countries call exhibitions fairs.
Yeah.
You know, it's meant to be a real grand day out to concentrate on a particular subject or a particular industry. So as well as seeing a bunch of new exhibitors and a bunch of new equipment, people will also be able to see speakers. We've got some great speakers this year. We've got a celebrity guest on day one, which is Greg Wallace from Inside the Factory, who's going to be doing Inside the Exhibition for us. And we also have Stefan Casey from Nestle and Jessica Sampson from Huel, who will be talking about, they're our keynote speakers, who will be in our seminar theatre. And we have a whole range of other speakers as well talking about their specialist subjects. Now they may not talk them out, they may not talk about them very much with their neighbours at home, but they will get a good audience at the PPMA show, because of course the people coming round are engineering managers and people who are faced with engineering projects at all sorts of the big suppliers to supermarkets and online and so on.
Yeah. So Greg Wallace, I've seen loads of his episodes of Inside the Factory over the last few years. I guess a bit of a coup for the PPMA show to get a celebrity, particularly one that's been around factories.
We've had some really interesting celebrities in the past. Lord Digby Jones,
yes,
came to open our show when he was the minister for business and industry. Not quite sure on that one.
I think
we had Michael Portillo came to open the show once, and I remember when he came into the show, he just had no idea that our industry existed. In fact, we paid him for half an hour, and he stayed for 4.5 hours, going around talking to the exhibitors and learning about what was in the exhibition.
Yeah,
and Greg Wallace is also. He's the sort of guy that finds, you know, he's really, really good at building up enthusiasm for what we're doing, for making people watch and learn. And we're really hoping that he will attract attention to what we're doing, so that more people are aware of the Automate UK, the PPMA show and so on.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll be the case. Absolutely. So with so much to see and so many people to talk to and things to do in terms of the seminars and keynotes and all of the equipment, there's a lot to get round at any sort of show. But with PPMA, it's over the 3 days, 24th to the 26th of September. What advice would you give to, you know, perhaps somebody that hasn't experienced PPMA before or a show of this sort of size? There's a lot to cram in. Any tips there for somebody who might be attending, you know, so that they can get the most out of it?
Well, the Hall 5 is a big hall, But it's a, in my view, it's a perfect size for a show that you can fully experience in one day.
Right.
Provided you start relatively early in the day. So despite the fact it's connected to the M42, it is worth getting there early so that you can have a good look round. I would say it's worth looking, you know, it's very tempting just to race down the corridors to see the things you'd like to look at. But it is worth having a look round and keeping the radar on as you go around. And there's plenty of time to do that. And if you are tempted to leave at 2 o'clock, turn around and go around again, because absolutely guaranteed you will find something on that second tour round, which will enthrall you. And certainly I'm always frustrated that I always, you know, I'm there for 3 days. I try and see everything. And then someone always says to me, oh, did you see so-and-so? And I didn't bother.
Yeah. Yeah.
But really it is worth taking it all in. It's also worth downloading the PPMA or the PPMA show app, which after the show is over, will convert it, it automatically turns back into the Automate UK app, okay, which has got all the members in it, which details all the members of the PPMA and the Automate UK, which includes the PPMA Association, the BARA UK, and the UK Industrial Vision Association. And all of those members are in that app with their contact details and what they do. So it's absolutely free. You can download it on the way in from the barcodes, or you can preload it from the app store before you get there, and then you've got the whole industry in your pocket, and that's for the whole year. So I would definitely do that. We have all sorts of things inside the show. We have icons that so you can look around at the sort of product, the sort of industry you're interested in, and you can follow those icons. The stand holders that are working in that field will have those icons on the stand. The seminar theater, of course, is not just a seminar theater, it's a live demonstration theater. Yeah. It's worth seeing what's going on there, because there will be people actually moving working equipment to the theater where they'll be explaining it, and sometimes there'll be live streaming from factories. If the machine is too big to get into the factory, into the exhibition hall, you'll be able to go to the seminar theater and see live demonstrations from outside the show. On top of that, we have PPMA TV. PPMA TV is great. It's a proper professional TV crew going around the show, interviewing people on their stands, looking at the machine, looking at all the different equipment, asking loads of questions. And then there are screens all around the show which are showing that. So keep an eye on those. If that's something that, if there may well be something on there that people like the look of, and then you can make a beeline for that show. We do make the point on the exhibition of having, for example, different color carpets in the aisles, and things like that. So you can make sure that you tread all the aisles. But also, if you want to see something, it's a darn sight easier to find your way back.
Yes.
We really do our best to make sure that people can make the most of the show. They go backwards and forwards, and they can compare machines on one stand with machines on another, and so on.
Fantastic. I'm getting the sort of the buzz of excitement already. We're sort of two, three weeks away at the moment, and based on my previous experiences, can't wait to get there myself. What would you say are some of the biggest trends that you're currently seeing in the process and packaging machinery sector, Richard?
Well, there are a number of things. One is that there's lots of environmental pressures on the food, for example, in the food industry. About 80% of packaging for the supermarkets is controlled by the supermarkets, or certainly very heavily influenced by the supermarkets. Mm. There is a lot of competition and drive on their part for sustainable solutions.
Yep.
And there's also legislation in relation to recyclability of plastics and so on. And so there's a lot of drive to the more sustainable solutions, using less materials, minimizing packaging and so on. And there's a lot of solutions for that. One of the big sustainability drives is actually to do with preventing waste.
Yes.
And leaking packs, or packs that have got the wrong label on, or packs that are delivered in the wrong boxes and outer packaging and so on, quite often will get rejected. And that's a very, very expensive thing to do.
Yeah.
Because the supermarkets just send stuff back, and it has to go into landfill, it has to go into protein waste. And so the systems for checking things to make sure they're correct are important, particularly so because the less people you have on a line, the greater the level of automation, the less people there are to notice. So the machines have got to check the lines for themselves.
Yeah.
And of course, part of the reason there aren't so many people on the lines is because you can't get the labor. And so there are various, you know, other than full robotics, there are many automation solutions that don't involve robots. And in fact, that's, you know, that's part of the theme in the rebranding this year of the PPMA group of associations into Automate UK. Because it really, it's a call to action that we should automate. You know, the number of robots in the UK per 100,000 people is about a quarter of the number of robots in Germany. We've got a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah.
But it's not just about robots, it's about automation, and it's about getting the equipment to do the work for you.
Absolutely. So a whole range of equipment. You mentioned the checking and making sure that labels are on the right place, you know, on the right box in the right place. There's the right stuff's been packaged. This is where the sort of industrial vision, the machine vision sort of technology comes into it, I assume.
Well, machine, the thing is, there are two levels of automation. The first level of automation is a machine doing something that a person could do, but on the other hand, it doesn't get tired, bored, go on holiday, and it can work 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
That's the basic automation. But there are then other aspects of automation where people just can't do it.
Yeah.
And that's where you can, you know, you look at the speeds of some of the robot pick and place machines. You know, some of the systems that can look at labels can read 120 labels a minute, to the level of detail of looking at 8 different components on these labels.
Yeah.
The ability to check fruit and to check packs, looking for seals at, you know, incredible speeds. There's no way a human being could do that. So it offers all sorts of possibilities for increasing production line speeds and gaining efficiency and so on.
Brilliant. And in terms of PPMA show, and as you say, the recent rebranding of PPMA group of companies to Automate UK, you've got a pretty substantial membership across the three, you know, sort of associations with, you know, within Automate UK. For any sort of businesses that maybe aren't members, where can they go, or who can they talk to at the show, at PPMA show, in terms of membership?
Right. Well, first of all, you can find a lot of information on the Automate UK website.
Okay.
There's also there is a downloadable brochure that gives a lot of details about the member benefits. As well as that, you can go to the PPM or the Automate UK stand at the PPMA show, and there'll be people there who will be able to go all through the different benefits and so on. Because not everyone who's a member of the PPMA goes to the show.
Yeah.
So over half our members exhibit at the show, but there's a significant number who do not, because they're there for the other benefits.
Yes.
You know, yeah. We engage with the government bodies for lobbying. We engage with European bodies for lobbying and so on, to try and get our message across the things that are important to us and our industry. We organize seminars. There's an education and training. There's all sorts of everything from CE standards to marketing and so on. We have a wonderful magazine called Machinery Update,
yep,
which is a dedicated magazine to PPMA and to PPMA members. And that's been going really since the beginning of the PPMA in the 1980s, and is a huge encyclopedic record of all the different developments that have been going on in the industry.
Yeah.
On top of that, we have a machinery directory, which covers in detail what members do and the sort of products they offer, which is mirrored in the PPMA app.
Okay.
Which is very good as well. And there are various other events. We have chairman's lunches, where members can network and have a learning experience in the morning and a nice lunch and get to chat with each other. We have some social events. There's a golf day, there's a shooting day, and so on. It's amazing. At the shooting day, we have lots of competitors there, all enjoying themselves, all handed guns, and it's all very good natured.
Yeah.
And that really sums up the PPMA, because we have an awful lot more in common than we do apart. And the you know, this is unlike a lot of exhibitions that are run by exhibition companies for profit, this is a members-led organization. It's like a mutual building society.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, this is run by the members for the members. And so we are, you know, it's our mutual interest. We want to put on a great show to attract the sort of people that need our product. So it's a win-win for the exhibitors and for the visitors.
Yeah, fantastic. Is there anything particularly that you're looking forward to at this year's show, Richard? I mean, you said this is going to be your 35th show.
Which may show a dramatic lack of ambition, I have to say, or admirable consistency. I don't know. I mean, what will be good will be there's a networking event at the end of the first day, where visitors and exhibitors are all encouraged to mingle and have a beer. So it also encourages people to stay to the end of the show, which is what we want to do. Which is very important. We have our awards dinner on the Wednesday night, which is tickets may or may not still be available, but you have to talk to Automate UK to see if that's the case. And that's where there's about what we showcase, the what we showcase and celebrate innovation in all the different areas that we do, customer service, and we also have a very important aspect of what we do, which is the PPMA Best Charity, Business Education Skills and Training. There will be a booth at the show, which is really good because it'll be manned by the apprentices that we've sponsored during the year, and there will be one of the awards will be an Apprentice of the Year as well. Because unless the young guys get interested and get involved, none of us can retire. So it's really important to get people on board. And what is good is there's some fantastic young people joining the industry. And you'll find that an awful lot of the people in the industry, they may not have always worked for the same companies, but they've been in the same industry. And so it is a really it's a fun, it's a it's a very, very exciting industry to be part of. It allows engineering and sales and marketing, all the basic, all business possibilities are there in Automate UK.
Brilliant. And in fact, Charlie Allen was on one of the recent episodes of Insights for Manufacturing. What a fantastic ambassador for PPMA
Oh
Best.
yes, if you could bottle her enthusiasm, it would be wonderful. But you see that she's worked with young people for many years, and she's absolutely brilliant at getting them engaged and getting them involved and getting them enthusiastic, and it's working out really well.
I think Charlie will be there, won't she, on the PPMA Best
She'll be on the
stand.
PPMA Best stand. Yeah, she'll be, and she's got a number of the apprentices to come and join her on the stand. And of course, most of the companies will at some point be taking on apprentices or be sponsoring graduates. And there are some people who, they're waiting till they're well into their 30s before they, do you know what? I wish I'd done that degree. Well, or the PPMA Best will sponsor. We'll sponsor people to help them through the cost of doing courses and things like that. It's all
It's
about
never
moving
too
people on.
late.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So in fact, I made a little mistake there. It's actually Automate Best now, isn't it? It was PPMA Best. It's now Automate Best, I think, is the new
Yes,
branding. Is
indeed.
that
You
right?
are right. You are absolutely right. And I suppose, as the chair, I ought to have corrected you. But the point is, it's been PPMA Best for such a long time that
Absolutely.
we do that. But it is very proudly Automate Best. You're right.
Absolutely. So, okay, we're sort of just coming up to the sort of the end of the sort of discussion, Richard. What can people expect at the Genton International stand then? Because you're MD of Genton. I think you're going to be on stand number A50, is it?
A50, yes.
A50.
Well,
So,
and A42, yes.
right.
Genton is, we're very proud that we're one of the founder members of the PPMA. So we've
Yes.
been there really back since the very beginning. We have one exhibition stand, which is dealing with heat sealing in its many forms. We've
Okay.
got various different sorts of way of sealing bags, so automatically and not so automatically. We do banding. We've been doing banding for many years, heat seal banding and ultrasonic seal banding and so on. And we have a company in our group called Soken Engineering, where we make sandwich pack sealing machines, tray sealing machines for sealing airline packs and so on. So
Okay.
all sorts of stuff. And it's all, this year we are wrestling with the various new sustainable materials. The plastic's great, other than the fact it's not very environmentally friendly. So
Yes.
there are the, so so we are having to develop our technology to work with the new materials, which some of which we'll have on the booth. And then on the
Super.
other booth, on Genton Imaco, we have our automation, the Genton Ariana range of automation equipment, and the Genton Imaco range of industrial vision equipment. And very, very happy to show anyone around.
brilliant. And I guess anybody that's, you know, been in and around a supermarket and bought products for the home, which is pretty much everybody, they will have come into contact with products that have been through various different types of technology and machinery and equipment that is going to be on show at the PPMA show. That's the fascinating thing, right? Everybody will get to see how their goods are packaged.
I think people don't realize how large a machine has to be to put chocolates in a chocolate box. You know, I mean, the point is, if you're running a big line, the first jar of jam costs about £1 million, and the second jar of jam costs about £1.50. You know, and it really this is major investment. It's almost civil engineering sometimes when you see some of these lines in a factory. You know, the speed and the scale. 65 million people eat a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And they buy a lot of stuff. And they it doesn't matter. They buy a lot of vapes. And we do a lot of work for pet food. We encourage a lot of pet food packing companies to come and see us.
Yep.
My goodness, there's an awful lot of cat food being consumed out there. Easter eggs. Yeah. And medical pharma. I mean, you know, people, there's all sort. It doesn't matter whether it's an Elastoplast or an Aspen. The scale of the volume of the equipment for doing this is just incredible. And of course, they all have to be coded. There's all sorts of inkjet coding systems and label application systems and, you know, metal detection systems. Every line now, in case there's a little bit of metal in there, just about every production line's got a metal detector on it, and they're all there. And it's food factories are like these amazing train sets, basically. And what you will see at the PPMA show are all the bits that you have to bolt together to get your production line.
Fascinating stuff, Richard. Well, I'm very grateful for you joining me on this episode of Insights for Manufacturing. I'll be at the show, as you know. Insights for Manufacturing will be there this year. So I'll be getting in and amongst it, checking out all the technology.
Oh, absolutely. And, come on. Ask the most awkward and difficult questions you can, because you'll be amazed at the depth of knowledge in there. So, yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that wraps up today's episode. I hope our listeners and audience have enjoyed the discussion. Thanks again to Richard Little, PPMA show director. Look out for the next episode of Insights for Manufacturing. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.